Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. We are continuing our MBN challenge for the last quarter of 2019. What that challenge is we are talking about everything mindset related in October. We're going to be talking about budgets in November and Nest and everything having to do with the home and creating a place that makes you feel welcomed and cozy in December. And that is how we are going to finish 2019 on a high note and not just coast into the end of the year and kind of go on autopilot. We are going to be intentional and in this year strong. So if you want to hear more about this challenge, you can go back, how many episodes? To episode 59, just a couple of episodes ago, the first episode of October, where I talk about the whole idea behind this ending the year on a high point. You can go back to that episode and start there if you're just kind of finding out about this challenge. It's nothing that you have to enroll in or pay for or anything like that. It's just kind of us having a theme so we all stay on topic, including myself, for the rest of the year. So we're going to continue that topic today. And you guys, I have so much good stuff set up for you before the rest of the year is over. I have all of the topics lined out for the rest of the year. All of the podcast episodes are outlined. The titles are made. The guests are set. Everything is set for the rest of the year. So it is, I am just like bursting with good information that I can't share all of my secrets yet, but just know that it's going to be so, so good. So make sure you're subscribed to the podcast if you're not already, so you don't miss any episodes. If you are subscribed, you have your notifications on, it'll pop up on your phone and tell you, remind you every Thursday when a new episode comes out, so you never miss them. Anyway, so we are going to talk about the goal setting side of everything having to do with mindset and mental health. And these are two of my passions. I know I kind of talk about a lot of different subjects on this podcast and in my brand in general, budgeting being one of them, positive thinking being one of them, but also goal setting and mindset are two huge passions for me. So we're bringing those two together this week and we're going to dig into them. So the name of this episode is Sammy's Secrets, an inside look at goal and mindsetting in a down season. So how do you set goals when you are in a down season? And I've been really transparent with you guys about the ups and downs of my own mental health. And we've had several guests on talking about their own ups and downs. And I think the biggest takeaway from all of this, and what I really wanted to make sure to share this week with you guys, I was thinking about this morning, kind of just brainstorming on what I really wanted to sit down and record for you guys. And I really just wanted to, I know I've talked about this on a previous episode, I don't remember how long ago it was, so it's worth repeating, is talking about the ebb and flow of moods and of your mindset, and that life really is about seasons. And I didn't used to think that life was like this. I used to think that I was broken because I would go through seasons in my own moods and my own just my achievements, and I would feel like I'd go through such a spring season, I'm using air quotes, a spring season in my productivity, and I would just be so productive. I would be creating new things. I would be spring cleaning. I would be just in a really great mood around my family, and my marriage would just be blooming, and all of the, you know, all of the spring metaphors would be happening in my life. And then all of a sudden, I would find myself in a winter season of my life, and everything would just kind of seem dark. I would feel like I needed more sleep than normal. I wouldn't feel really super productive. I would feel like just the bare minimum was happening, and I was kind of hibernating. And I used to feel like I was broken because of this. And now that I've gotten, you know, 5 years or so into my intentional living journey, I have found out that this is super normal. And I've had several people who have inspired me in this mindset. Laura Casey, the creator of the Power Sheets, the author of Cultivate and Make It Happen, those are her two books, which are amazing. She really introduced me into this idea of seasons, and she does everything very garden metaphors, nature metaphors, which is, that speaks to me. Like, if you can make it into a nature metaphor, I've got it. Like, that just resonates with me. And so when she started talking about seasons, she started talking about going through different seasons in our productivity and our life in general with our goals, and that it was, not only was it okay, but it was super normal. And that her way of thinking of it is, if Mother Nature has to go through seasons, something as powerful as Mother Nature has to go through seasons, why would you think that you're not supposed to do something that Mother Nature does? Like, Mother Nature is so much more powerful than we are as a human being, and she has to go through something as complex as seasons. So we do too, and it's completely normal. Not only is it normal, we should do it. And it's kind of not normal for us to not do it. And so once I really started taking a hold of this idea and started letting myself go through seasons when I was needing to go through seasons rather than fighting it, everything changed for me. And then this idea of the ebb and flow of life, and that life being like waves constantly rising and falling and constantly going in and coming out, and that the movement of it all was so normal. It was part of nature, right? That came from Mark Nepo in the Book of Awakening. I think it was the Book of Awakening he said that, or maybe it was an interview I heard him in, but it came from Mark Nepo. And everything that I've read from him so far is amazing and very nature metaphors again, and it's just great. But this made me feel so much more connected to Mother Nature, the cycles of the earth, all of these things. And I was like, oh, I am part of this whole system. I am also an animal. And you think about, you know, bears don't argue with hibernation. They don't argue with the fact that they're supposed to rest more in certain seasons, and then they're supposed to hunt more in other seasons. They don't argue with that. They go with it because it's what they're supposed to do. And I think as humans, we have fought this natural ebb and flow so much so that it's no wonder why we feel anxious and we feel, I wouldn't say depressed, because depression is more of a, you know, I feel like that's more of an actual medical issue. But I think the anxiety, we can help it so much more when we're aware of what's going on, right? And when we don't ignore it and just sweep it under the rug, when we allow ourselves to rest when we need to rest, to be productive when we need to be productive, and to go with it, you know, and to move through the seasons of our life. However long that season might be, one season might be a week, You know, you might just feel super productive for a week and then feel like you need to rest for like 3 or 4 weeks. Sometimes I do that. And I still even get caught up in beating myself up about, well, you were so productive last week. Here you are being lazy again. And that's just not true. I'm allowed to ebb and flow. I'm allowed to rise and crash and all of the other different metaphors. I'm allowed to have a spring and I'm allowed to have a winter. And that's totally normal. Okay. So that is one of my biggest secrets. That was one of my biggest breakthroughs that helped me and is still helping me. I still am reminding myself of this over and over and over again. Right. So that helps me to kind of hold myself accountable because I know that if I am having a season of hibernation, of not really being super productive, that a spring will come again. And I just have to be enough invested in my future to know that when a spring comes, or even in my present, even just my productivity in general, I have to be enough invested in it and know why I'm doing it enough that when that spring season comes that I'm like, all right, here it comes. Here comes the motivation. Let's run with it because spring's not going to last forever. We're going to take advantage of it while it's here. We're going to be productive. We're going to get closer to those goals. So when it's time to rest again, we'll be okay with resting again. And that has helped me a lot through really my seasons of overwhelm, my seasons of depression, just my seasons of motherhood in general, because I know that there are going to be a lot of ups and downs along the way. There are going to be a lot of these springs and there are a lot of these winters and everything else, right? So when we are going through a dark season, when it is our winter, how do we stay motivated? Because honestly, we can't just curl up and do nothing. We have responsibilities, right? We have people who are counting on us. We're counting on ourselves. We have goals that we want to achieve. And we're like, hey, we can't just hibernate through our entire lives. We can't just let our entire life be a dark season. So how do we stay motivated? How do we keep going? So for me, I love having my goals written out. So that's one of the reasons why I love the Power Sheets. And I will talk more about them in a minute, but they did just launch. The 2020 sets did just launch. We'll talk more about them in a minute. But you can do this with or without the Power Sheets. You have to write down your goals, okay? Somewhere. I don't care if it is a post-it note, a Word doc, a journal, a fancy goal planner like the Power Sheets, a blank piece of paper that you stick on your fridge. It does not matter, okay? But I think that it's so powerful when you write them down because, for one, you declare them to yourself, to the world. Not that anybody else has to read it, but you know what I mean. You are setting your goals. Like, you are declaring, most importantly, to yourself that this is what you want to do, okay? And when you write them down, you have them for reference. You can check back in with them. Because it's just like a grocery list. If we don't write it down, we're going to forget what we need, what we wanted, even if we really did need it, and even if we really did want it, even if we meant well, we meant to get it. Sometimes life happens and we forget things that we wanted or that we needed. So we make a list. And I think that a lot of people get overwhelmed with the term goal setting because they're like, oh, I'm not a goal setter. It's simply making a list of things that you want to achieve. It can be a year from now, a month from now, 10 years from now. It doesn't matter. But when you write them down, you declare them, you make sure that you don't forget them. And when it is a dark season or when you're starting to get kind of unmotivated, you start to feel overwhelmed or just like, what am I even doing? You have something to check back in with, okay? So for me, when I talked about this back in the September slump episode. I don't remember how many episodes ago it was. Maybe like 5 or so episodes ago. If you haven't listened to it, definitely go back and listen to it. But I talked about how I was just feeling really blah in September. And I was just like not feeling it. Not wanting to make progress on my goals at all. So what I did was I went and I did kind of a fall refresh on my goals. I purged a few rooms in my house. You know, I got outside a little bit more. I got a little bit more fresh air. I got a little bit more sleep. I did these things to kind of rekindle life. So I checked back in with my goals. One of the biggest things, and I was like, okay, well, back at the beginning of the year, I knew that I wanted to do these things. So I'm feeling really overwhelmed. So let's break it down. Okay, let's go in and let's see what I've made a lot of progress on. Okay, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this. Okay, I haven't done this. So how could I take this one goal that maybe I haven't made a lot of progress with, and what's like one little thing I could do to make progress with that? Could I make a phone call? Could I buy a book that could help me learn more? Could I send that email that I need to send so I could get one step closer to this goal? You know, what could I do? Could I find some things to sell so I could get close to a money goal? You know, one little tangible thing. And most of the time, if you can pick one little tangible thing that connects the dots to a big picture goal, and you know your big picture goals because they're written down, right? If you pick 1 to 3, I would say 1, honestly. But if you're feeling super, super like, yeah, I've really got to get some stuff done, pick like 3. I wouldn't pick more than that if you're kind of in like an overwhelmed season. Pick like 1 tangible thing, 1 tiny thing that you could do that could get you 1 step closer to that goal. And after you achieve it, odds are your motivation is going to kicked up a little bit. Maybe it's still not great. Maybe it's just you kicked it up like 5%, not much. Then you pick 1 more little tangible thing. Maybe it's in connection to that same goal, or maybe it's another one. Maybe you've found some things to sell. You've got a couple extra $100 towards your savings goal or your debt payoff goal. And then you're like, okay, you know, I've made a little bit of progress on my money goal. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to get this book I've been wanting to read so I can learn more about how to have a keto diet or like whatever, something like that. And I'm going to make a little bit of progress on that goal. That's all you've got to do. 1 little thing. And the way that you hold yourself accountable, that's the thing I hear the most. I've heard a lot of people, I've talked so much about the power sheets, and I've talked so much about goal setting over the years that I get messages a lot that, or comments, and people will say, well, you know, the power sheets are like $60 and I just don't know if I can, you know, I'm just really like a yo-yo goal setter. Like I want to set goals. I want to follow through, but I set them and then I just don't go back to them. So how can I make sure that I go back to them? And my answer for that is it's the accountability, okay? And that can be with anything. For one, you have to want to do it bad enough. And that's, I know, easier said than done for a lot of things. But when you set goals and you know the why behind them, the passion is there. So I don't want to pay off debt just for the sake of paying off debt, do I? There is an underlying why under that. There is an underlying passion, and you have to know that. And the reason why I love something like the power sheets as a goal planner, because you don't just plain old write down, I want to be debt free. There are so many prompts in the power sheets, in the first section of the goal setting that you do at the beginning of the year. And there's more prep work every single season where you go back and you refresh your goals, every single month when you go in and set your monthly goals. There's so much prep work. And that is the part that pulls out the passion and the heart and the why Why do you want to do it? So writing down on just a plain old piece of paper, I want to be debt free, that's an amazing goal. But that goal, maybe that statement will get you to actually being debt free. Maybe if you're a super motivated person, great. You declared it, you do it, amazing. But for the other 90% of us, it's not always that easy. So we have to know why we're doing it. We have to have the passion. The passion is what is going to actually make it happen, is what is actually going to hold you accountable. Because what do we always say? You have to know your why, because when things get tough and you want to quit, you have to remember why you started. That's what holds you accountable. That fire. So it's not just be debt free. It's that you want freedom in your life. You want freedom for your family. You want to be able to do the job that you want to do. You want to be able to stay home with your kids or put them in this great school or go on debt-free vacations or whatever your ultimate reason is. You don't want to just be debt-free. You have a bigger vision. You have a beautiful, bright future. That is what holds you accountable. That passion is what holds you accountable. That is what actually ultimately gets you through. So when you are setting goals, you're not just plain old writing things down. You've got to do the hard work. And if you can do that in a journal or however, and you don't need the power sheets, like, that's great. I'm not saying that, like, you have to get them. But the reason why I love them is because of the prompts, okay? Because I am not always up for it. I'm not always up for doing all of that digging because it's almost like therapy. If you've ever been to therapy, you know you're going to feel better after it's done. But there's a lot of times where you're like, I really don't want to go and like dredge up all this stuff. Even though you know you're going to feel better after you do it, but sometimes it's work to do it. And it takes intentionality and it takes that passion and that fire, right? And also when you have these goal sheets already predated, you have the months already set out. Each month has its own divider. Each monthly tending list has the month already printed on it for you. So when you have, you know, April sitting there blank because you're already burnt out on your goals by April, that's going to hold you accountable a little bit. That's going to help at least that it's already printed, that it's already there. And if you skip April, because I've skipped months, I think probably every year that I've had, this is my fourth, 2020 will be my fourth set. Yeah. My 3 years that I've done the power sheets, I've had one blank month every single year because it was just a month. It was just a month of hibernation and that was okay. But I also knew that I had that kind of kicking me in the butt that I really don't want to have two blank months because it's sitting there blank and still on my shelf, blank, even 2 years later. That helps me. Another thing that holds me accountable is that I have accountability partners. I have several girls, I say girls, but women, several friends that are also goal setters. And we check on each other and we say, you know, how are you doing? How are your goals doing? And these are all online friends. So if you're like, I don't have friends like that around me in my real life. Nope. I don't necessarily either. These are online friends. These are Instagram friends that I have met and I've built friendships with, that I have phone calls with, that I text, that I have video chats with. We check on each other. Get yourself an accountability group. If you don't have someone, think of someone that you DM a lot on Instagram, that you have a lot in common, that you both kind of are going towards one certain goal that is the same, and say, hey, I'm working on these Power Sheets goals. I want to do better in 2020. Would you like to be my accountability partner? Let's have a video chat like the first Saturday of every month. Let's get up. Let's video chat first thing before the kids wake up or before, you know, we start our weekend activities, whatever. Like, get in your jammies. Like, you don't even have to get dressed. Like, me and Allie, my friend Allie from Financially Focused, we've been doing these calls for like, I don't know, 2 years. Like, it's been a while. And we roll out of bed, we pour ourselves a cup of coffee, we get on a video chat, and we're like, hey, hold me accountable. Let's talk. Get me out of this funk. What do I do? Venting about frustration of not making progress or celebrating each other's progress. That's all it has to be, you guys. Maybe it's just a group chat. You know, maybe it's just text messages. Maybe it's just sending each other pictures of your goals and saying, hey, I've made progress on this. Be happy for me. You know, it's really simple building blocks. It's not one big secret. It's not one big thing. It is the addition of all of these things, little by little by little. It's having two or three girls that check on you and are your accountability partners. It is having your goal sheets already predated so you know that you have goals that you need to fill in. It is setting goals at the beginning of the year and actually going back and checking in with them every single month and figuring out ways that you can make little progress. It is knowing that you set goals in January and when it's December, like 90% of them, you want to have achieved them. 100% would be amazing, but let's be realistic. Life happens. And not only that, you know, sometimes our goals change, and that's okay too, because it's the ebb and flow of life. I've definitely changed goals throughout the year, but I make sure that if I change them, I'm doing them intentionally. I'm not slacking off. I'm not being lazy. I'm not like, I changed my mind. That goal's too hard. It's intentionally like, no, that doesn't align anymore. That's okay. We're going to change that. We can, you know, give ourselves a little bit of grace with that. Right? The reason why goal setting is so important for the overall success of our life is because I don't know about you, but not only do I want to wake up, I don't want to wake up in December 31st of 2019 and go, oh crap, I forgot to make any progress on my goals. Not only that, I don't want to wake up December 31st of 2039, 20 years from now, and be like, oh God, what happened? I just like barreled my way through life and I don't know where the last 20 years went. That is terrifying to me. That is why goal setting is so important. Because your life is important. So I'm going to be intentional with the life that I have. And that doesn't mean that I always have to be go, go, go. You know, hit this huge money goal, create this work product, do this, do that, read 50 books this year. It doesn't have to be huge things. It's whatever you want it to be. Goal setting can work for anyone in any season. You can be a student and doing this, and your goal can be finish this project, make this grade, get through this semester, don't get fired from my crappy part-time job, you know, read a book or two here and there, whatever it is, you know, do something for personal development, do something for self-care. It can also be for new moms. You have a baby, you're not sleeping great. You know, you don't have to make your goal, get up at 5 a.m. and run a mile when you have a newborn baby. That's probably not the best for you, but that doesn't mean that you can't set any goals at all. Maybe your goal is have some me time. Maybe your goal is don't do anything productive during nap time. rest. Or maybe it is do something productive during nap time. Get the laundry done. Read a book. Work on this side project that you're working on. Or maybe you're like me and like half of your goals are family-based, half of your goals are work-based. It can still work for you. You have to find your own balance. My goals are, I think I had 8 main goals for 2019. I think 3 were personal, 3 were family, and 2 were business related, which I feel like is a really good ratio. You know, I'm taking care of myself 3 out of 8. I'm taking care of my family 3 out of 8. I'm taking care of my business 2 out of 8. That seems pretty good to me. Maybe your percentages look different. That's okay. It doesn't matter. The whole point of goal setting is setting goals to be intentional for whatever season you're in. Like I said, that season could be sleeping more. That season could be sleeping less, waking up earlier. It doesn't matter. Either one can be a goal. You see what I mean? I've seen so many people will ask me, well, I just don't know if it's right for me. I just don't know if goal setting is right for me or the power sheet specifically. Like, I don't know if they're right for me. If you're a human being with a pulse and you have some kind of ambition, you want to be somewhere different than you are right now. And that doesn't mean like you're not content. That means like, girlfriend, I have ambition. Like, I want to be even better than I am now, 5 years from now. That's what it means. It doesn't mean like, oh, I hate my life currently. No. You can be content where you are right now and still want to be somewhere even better. You can have a happy marriage now and 5 years from now want to have an even happier marriage. Right? That's possible. So setting goals is simply writing down what you want out of life. What is your big vision for life and how can you get there? What are the little steps that you can take? I'll give you an example. I actually said this today. So, you know, we're getting down towards the end of the year and I am personally, like it gives me anxiety towards the end of the year because I think, oh my God, I have these things that I have to achieve before the year is over. And I start to freak out. That's my natural anxious overachiever side. Because I want to have 100% of those goals achieved, which that's not realistic. I know that. But that doesn't stop me from wanting to do it. So I was thinking this morning about recording this episode. And I was thinking about what makes me anxious? What can I tell you guys? You know, all the things that I do, what lessons can I share? And I was thinking about my own goals and I immediately started to feel a little anxiety attack coming on of like, well, I need to finish that. I need to do this. I said that I would have 2 team members by the end of the year and I'm still kind of in the negotiating stage with the second team member and I need to buckle that down, you know, before the year is over because it has to be a 2019 goal, which is silly because as long as it happens, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter if it's December 31st or January 1st that it happens. But you guys get the point. That's my overachiever. That gives me anxiety. So I'm kind of going through the checklist of all the goals that I still need to make a little bit of progress on and really silly. But one of my main personal goals what this year was to have my own identity. That part's not silly. Was to have my own identity and just kind of be my own person outside of my role as a wife and a mother and a business owner and a sister and a homeschool teacher and all the labels that I have. I wanted to just be my own person. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't losing myself in all of that. So one of my main personal goals was have my own identity. And one of my little bullet points under this goal was to get a new tattoo. Okay, so I have 2 tattoos and I got both of them before I even had kids. I was like maybe 20 and 21 or 20 and 22, something like that, when I got them. Before I even had kids, and I really want another tattoo. Because I want one, and because the tattoo I want has meaning behind it, and I want to prove to myself that I'm not, like, a lame, you know, mom and all this stuff. I'm so cool in my mind. That makes sense. And I kind of realized today, I told my husband, I was like, oh man, I was supposed to get a tattoo this year and I haven't done it yet. And he was just like, well, the year's not over. I was like, oh, okay. But I was seriously panicking over something like that. But the point is that I have it written down. I know that it's something I want to do. And even if it seems silly saying it out loud, it is something that's important to me. So I know that that's something I can do easily. It's really small, like probably $40. I can definitely make that happen. But I don't want to be one of those people that says, oh, I want to get another tattoo. I want to get another tattoo. Or I want to go on this trip. Or I want to open this business. Or I want to write a book. All these things that people say that turn into such cliches because they say them and they never do them. We all have examples of that in our real life. We all have that person that has said, oh, I want to go on this trip. Well, one day I'm going to go to such and such place. One day I'm going to go. And we know those people that have been saying the same thing for 10 or 20 years. And they've never done it. I don't want to be that person. And I know you don't want to either. So even if it is something as silly as, I want to get another tattoo. I've written it down. I've declared it. And I'm not going to forget about it. I'm going to keep checking back in with it. So although this year has been a little more, not chaotic is not the right word. I dealt with my anxiety a lot more than I anticipated because obviously we don't anticipate to go through seasons of anxiety. I have gone through a season of not as much productivity as I thought I would have this year. The business didn't grow as much as I thought it would over this year, but that was also kind of intentional. It was kind of how the year was supposed to go. Okay, so maybe I'll look back on this year and it will be a down season. It will have been the year that I rested more than other years. But I won't look back and think that this year was a waste because I intentionally rested. I intentionally watched more TV. I intentionally made it a goal to get a tattoo. Right? I intentionally made it a goal to go camping more often. That's all. That's what matters. So when we take the goals that we have, our ambitions, our dreams, our desires, and we approach them with a attitude like, I can do it. Even when we're in a dark season, even when we're in a down season, if we approach it with an attitude of grace, of it's okay if this is an ebb and flow. It's okay if this is not my most productive year. It's okay because this year's still not going to be a waste. I can still do plenty of productive things. Resting in itself is productive, actually. Laying down, watching a movie, watching a documentary, listening to an audiobook, reading a book. Coloring, drawing, doing puzzles, doing crossword puzzles, talking to friends. All of this stuff can be done while you're resting. All of this stuff can be done while you're in a down season. Approach it with an attitude like that. You can still achieve things. So think about this equation. This is silly, but Think about this. Ambition plus attitude equals achievement. Right? The ambitions that you have, the desires that you have, mixed with the attitude that you approach it with, that is ultimately what is going to result in your achievements. That's what is the difference. Okay? That's your pep talk for the day, for the week. Okay, so I told you guys that I would tell you a little bit more about the power sheet. Before I do that, I want to invite you to my free live workshop that I have tomorrow, if you're listening to this on Thursday when it comes out, Friday, October 18th. If you are listening to this after the workshop is over, don't worry, you can still follow the links in the show notes and you can catch the replay. So I'm going to leave the replay up longer than I normally would, probably leave it up for the rest of the year. Not to say to procrastinate on watching it, but we need to check back in with goal setting, and some people aren't going to be worried about setting their goals until closer to December. It's totally fine. But in this workshop, I did this workshop last year, and I'm doing kind of a 2.0 version of it again this year. It's called Your 2020 Debt-Free Journey Goal Setting 101 Workshop. That's a full title. But it is basically how you can set goals that are going to correlate with your debt-free journey, with your intentional living journey. So these aren't just plain old setting goals. This is intentional living goals. These are how to set good goals. These are how to break down your goals so they aren't so overwhelming. This is how to discover your truth, the passion, the why behind your goals, how to celebrate your progress, even when it's little progress, even when we're in a down season. And I will also tell you how the power sheets can help you on that journey. I will give you guys some inside looks into the power sheets. I will go through some of the prompts with you guys. I'll answer your questions. A lot of people I know have questions of if the power sheets are right for them, if it's worth the money, all of that. And I'm telling them, come to the workshop. I'm going to answer all those questions. I'm going to tell you how you can set your goals for free or for super cheap if the power sheets aren't in your budget at all, because I've totally been there. And I'm going to basically answer any questions you guys have about goal setting at all, tell you everything you need to know about goal setting in about an hour in a free workshop. And it's going to be amazing. So the power sheets are available now, the 2020 sets. A lot of people have asked me, will they sell out? They will sell out eventually. Obviously, with any product, there's no telling when they are going to sell out. Usually, they will stay in stock until the end of the year. Not all the covers, probably, because there's four covers. But they usually try to keep them in stock before the year, until the year is over. So, you know, you never know for sure, but I would get one. I already have mine. But yeah, so let me know if you guys have any questions about the power sheets, about the workshop. Definitely follow the link in the show notes, or you can go to asunnysideuplife.com. There, where can you go there? I'm trying to think. There is a banner on the homepage. You can go to asunnysideuplife.com/goals, and that will take you to the workshop registration page. You'll see a banner that is up right now on the website that will take you to learn more about the power sheets. Everything's on the website. So go to asunnysideuplife.com. You can learn everything else you need to know. Sign up for the free workshop, all that good stuff. Check out the power sheets. Let me know if you guys have any questions. I hope that this helped. I know that goal setting can be really overwhelming for a lot of people. The thought of it can be really overwhelming, and I definitely don't want you guys to feel overwhelmed and scared to set goals and to think about the future. So I try to let you guys in on all the secrets that I have, what has helped me get to where I am. So please remember to subscribe if you haven't already. Leave me a review and share this episode, because you never know who needs to hear this message. All right, you guys, I hope to see you at the free workshop tomorrow. All right. I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.